Welcome to the audio introduction for Bellringers, written by Daisy Hall and directed by Jessica Lazar. Performances run until the 2nd of November, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 20 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are £12.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of Bellringers features Paul Adeyefer playing Aspinall and Luke Rollison playing Clement. The storms are getting worse, with rain so hard that fish are falling from the sky. But the age-old belief prevails that the pealing of bells can dissipate the thunder and lightning. It's an extremely dangerous task, one that now falls to lifelong friends Clement and Aspinall. And as the weather worsens, the young men begin to question whether they'll make it through the night. With their faith in tradition faltering, they find the only thing in which they have an unwavering belief is each other. After entering through the studio door, you will continue walking forwards for 5 meters with a bank of seating flanking you on your left. You will come into the performance space. This is a 6-meter by 6-meter square of black floor with a bank of seating on the near and far side facing each other. The rest of this audio introduction will be from the perspective of the near seating bank. In the middle of the floor space is a large 6-sided platform that is 20 centimeters high and has a diameter of 4.4 meters. The two banks of audience seating each face a flat side of this hexagon shape. The perimeter is painted a royal blue. The surface is painted to look like the tiled stone floor of a church. On the platform are 2 warm-coloured angled wooden benches. Each bench has 2 sides that meet at an angle in the middle and match the corners of the hexagon shape. They sit opposite each other on the platform, their backs facing the audience. On both the left and right side of the hexagon are 2 stone-effect archways facing each other, like those found around the door to a church. Hanging above the stage are rigged 2 flax church ropes, each wrapped in a woolen red, blue and white stripe. The 2 ends of the ropes hang into the space. Each rope has a noose shape tied at the end, a loop for the bell ringer to hold onto as they pull the rope to ring the bell. The loop hangs around waist height, 80 centimetres off the ground. Above the stage is the top of the striped woolen church ropes, making 4 upside-down arches hanging into the space.
Hello. My name is Paul Adeyefer. He/him. I have light brown skin, and I'm playing the character of Aspinall. Myself and my character are Black British, biracial. My character, also he/him and male, is approximately 25 years old, medium height, quite slim, with mid-length natural curls or afro hair, which is not styled. Looks like Aspinall's been caught in the rain. Aspinall moves with a lot of energy. He fidgets when he gets excited or nervous. And at times, he can be petrified into complete stillness. Aspinall is dressed in loose, natural fibre garments, which have a sort of timeless countryside look in earthy tones, with a tan shirt, a green waistcoat, and a blue jacket, and some brown cord trousers, and brown boots.
My name is Luke Rollison. I use he, him pronouns. I would describe my skin colour as white. I do not have a visible disability. I would like to be identified as a white British male. My character's name is Clement. My character is male, and I would use he, him pronouns to describe Clement. I would say Clement is approximately 25. I would describe Clement as being slim and quite bony in terms of body shape. Clement is clean shaven. His hair is long-ish, just over his ears, and very messy, and he's often having to push his hair out of his eyes. But generally, his hair rests in a centre parting. I would say Clement's physicality is generally quite taut and quite tense. He's often hunched over on himself. I would say his body is very rarely relaxed in the play. He's very alert. I would say Clement bites his nails often in the play when he is particularly agitated about something. And this is a bit of a tick for him, as well as having to push his hair out of his face. Clement is wearing black trousers, black boots, which he removes at the very start of the play, a blue shirt that he keeps buttoned right up to the top without a collar, and a waistcoat. And at the very beginning of the play, he is wearing a set of monk's robes, which are brown. It's like a robe and a hood, and they're heavy with rainwater. And he removes these as soon as he is able to.